It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Coffee Black Show. This is your host, R.E.G. G.I.E., and I be on this M.I.C. How is everybody doing? Y'all doing all right? Y'all doing okay? Y'all doing fine? I really, really hope so, man. It is the 4th of July. You know what that means. Here in the U.S., we celebrate that little day known as Independence Day, you know, the day that we gained independence from Great Britain. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. Man, let me tell you guys this. If you live in the hood, I live somewhere in the hood. Nah, we live in the hood. Celebration for the 4th of July starts around June 19th. See, it starts a couple of days before Juneteenth, and it just go on to July 4th. And I'm sorry, it doesn't end then. Nope, it doesn't end then. It ends about the 15th. Yeah. See, they start firing off the fireworks. The celebration lasts for a month, y'all. I'm telling y'all, it lasts for at least a month. 30 days. From June, I say, 15th until July 15th. And even after that, I mean, they start with the fireworks, man. They start with the fireworks. And see, it happens sporadically with the fireworks here and there, every now and then. But almost every night, you know. And then as the 4th of July gets closer and closer, you know, it becomes more consistent. Every night, around the same time. And here it is. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 11:40 p.m.
11:40 p.m. And there are still fireworks being fired. It started around, and no lie, it started around 5:30 July 3rd in the afternoon. It's still daylight out. They were firing off fireworks. And I thought it would, you know, die down and everybody just chill and everything. No. All through the night, fireworks were firing off, man. It was like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I decided, hey, I'm going to bed. And as I was going to bed, all you heard was boom, 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 boom. I'm like, man, come on. So I assumed that they were still, you know, throughout the hood firing off fireworks, because when I woke up at 9 o'clock the morning of July the 4th, you could still hear fireworks going off here and there. Then around 11:30, having a little pain in my ankle, you know, so instead of grabbing a pain pill, which I don't take anyway, I don't take pain pills. Instead of grabbing like an Advil or a Aleve or something like that, I grabbed a CBD gummy, chewed that. And trust me, the CBD gummies work. They work. One reason, I know I've talked about it before, but you gotta try the different ones to find out which one that works for you. And anyway, this one, the one that I took was like 15 milligrams. And it made me sleepy. Yes, it did. It made me sleepy. So I took a little nap amidst of the fireworks. Yeah. 11:30 in the AM, and they still firing off fireworks. So I take a little nap. Then I was awakened abruptly from my nap because right across the street, somebody said, "Hey, I'm gonna fire some fireworks up." Boom, 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 boom. Woke brother right up out of his sleep. So I was like, man, this don't make no sense, right? So, you know, I call up family members to check on them, see how they doing, text them and everything. And they all are saying, man, when the fireworks gonna stop? Yeah, you know, even I have a sister that lives in the suburbs of Augusta. She was complaining about the fireworks. I have a sister that lives in the suburbs of Atlanta. She was complaining about the fireworks. I had cousins in Alabama. They were complaining about fireworks. Cousins in Florida, they were complaining. Cousins in South Carolina, they are complaining. You know, and man. But yeah. So I prepared myself. Hopped on my bike. Went for a ride. Oh no. Let me be more transparent. I didn't just go for a ride. I needed some ice cream, y'all. And I didn't have any heavy whipping cream to make my own ice cream. So what I did was I hopped on my bike. I rode it to Walmart groceries. Yeah. And I went inside over to the freezer section and I got my favorite ice cream. Yeah. Vanilla Rebel. Yeah. You heard me. Rebel ice cream. Rebel ice cream is good for people who are on keto, people who want to eat low carb, and people who are diabetic. Rebel ice cream, let me tell you guys, it's delicious. I love Rebel. But yeah, got the vanilla. It only had 4 grams of carbs. Just four. The whole entire pint only has 4 grams of carbs. And like a greedy man, when I got back home, I demolished it. It's just a little bit left in it. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe I sat here and ate just about this entire pint of ice cream. No. I got mad with myself, people. Yes, I did. I got angry with myself because I am not supposed to be eating ice cream like that. So what if it had 4 grams of carbs? It was still delicious. Oh my gosh. Still delicious. But yeah, I gotta really, really watch my intake, my carb intake and my sugar intake now because, you know, I've been doing the keto thing, but I kind of slipped and fell on some donuts. And getting up from the donuts, I slipped and fell on an apple pie from where I live is Hardee's. Other parts of the country, it is known as Carl Jr. Yeah, I slipped and fell on an apple pie. Then I was in a store and I slipped and fell inside not one, but 3 cans of Coke coffee. Yeah. Not the one with no sugar. Nope. Regular. I fell into a black coffee, which I love the taste. I love the taste of the black blend of the Coca-Cola coffee. You know, because it's blended with black coffee blended with Coca-Cola. I like it. You would think it would be very bitter and kind of harsh. No, it was delicious. I liked it. The flavor, they meshed well together. What didn't mesh well together was the caramel and the vanilla. Those two did not mesh well together with the Coca-Cola. You were expecting something. Well, I was expecting something and got something else, and got more of a harsh, bitterness, especially in the vanilla, which kind of made me mad, man. Because you know I like vanilla. It really didn't taste the vanilla, man. You know, but that's how it was with the vanilla Coke. I really didn't get the vanilla flavor. I got mostly Coke. Yeah. So and then the caramel I'm sorry, people. I'm sitting here going caramel, and I'm laughing at myself because I tried to say caramel and caramel. Anyway, whatever, man. I'm not going there because y'all know I'm country. Y'all know I mess up words. That is my forte. I mess up words because I's country. I got some Geechee in me. Yeah, I got that Geechee in me. Y'all don't know about that Geechee, do ya? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the caramel. You know, that one there, it reminded me very much of the very much like the vanilla. Now, I can say this. One of my favorite snacks is called the Poor Man's Supper. All it is some roasted peanuts, and you drop them inside of a soda. Some people call it a poor man's supper. Some people call it a poor man's stew. But yeah, I grew up on that, man. And back in the day, it used to be Coca-Cola with the peanuts. And then I graduated from Coca-Cola to RC Cola, which is very hard to find now. If you find it, yeah, try it. I graduated to the RC Cola and went from RC Cola back to Coke for a hot minute and jumped on the Pepsi bandwagon. But before I jumped on the Pepsi bandwagon, I was all into Sprite, but Sprite was a little too sweet for me. I was all up in the 7-Up. Love 7-Up, but you can't find 7-Up anymore, y'all. No. And 7-Up turned into Slice. Yeah. But, and then Slice turned, I forget what it was like, because after that, I just stopped drinking 7-Up. But anyway, Pepsi, I graduated into Pepsi. But then, here is the ultimate. Well, it's not the ultimate. I'm going to tell you what it is. I went from Pepsi to Dr. Pepper. And then every now and then I used to have my favorite treat, y'all, which you can only find down here in the South. And that is, oh man, I'm having a freaking brain fart right now. I had the soda and everything. Oh, it came back. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I graduated from Dr. Pepper to Cheer Wine. You can only find it in the South, y'all. Cheer Wine. Oh my goodness. Cheer Wine is the drink. I'm sorry, man. It's better than root beer. It's better than Dr. Pepper. It's better than Pepsi. It has that cherry flavor. And it doesn't taste artificial. It has that... And it doesn't taste like a cherry Pepsi. It's better than a cherry Pepsi. It's better than a cherry Coke. It's better than a cherry Dr. Pepper. It is so good. Cheer Wine. You can, like I said, you can only find it down here in the South. and really is kind of hard to find. Now, I know this past Christmas they had several different. They had a cheer wine. I forgot. It was like a punch, but it was had a just like spicy. It was good. It was good. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm messing with my health and everything, but you know, every now and then I gotta have it, man. I gotta have it. Yes, every now and then I gotta have it. Just like cheesecake or a cheesesteak or you know, a pizza. Ooh, a slaw dog. Why 4th of July, I always think about food, man. I don't know, man. Well, for one thing, because I like to barbecue, which I didn't do this year. Nope, didn't do. Matter of fact, by the time you hear this, it will be the 5th. July the 5th. And, you know, the whole country is still celebrating the 4th of July, you know, because anyway. So I think I will fire up that grill. Now here's the thing. I got a turkey in the freezer I can throw in the grill. I got a chicken I can throw in the grill. I got some ribs I can throw in the grill. I got hamburgers. Yes, I will make some hamburgers. Oh yeah, which reminds me, I did a shop haul at Big Lots. I came across this keto hamburger flavoring. Yeah, seasoning. So I'm going to give that a try. And I've been wanting to try. Ever since I started this keto thing, I've been hearing everybody use this seasoning called Everything But the Bagel. And I've been wanting to try it, right? So, you know what? Hold on, I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to tell you some more about this, all right? I'm going to tell you some more about this. So hold on, be right back.
You're listening to Coffee Black Radio.
Oh, wow. I'm back. Oh, wow. I don't hear nothing. I haven't heard anything for the past 10, 15 minutes. Can it be? Can it be that the fireworks are over for tonight? Could it be? I thought it was going to go on for at least 24 hours, but fireworks could be over, y'all. Could be over, y'all. Yes, sirree, Bobby. Yeah, it could be over, and if it is, it's cool. Maybe I can get some sleep. Or maybe I won't. It all depends. Anyway, yeah, man. I got some hamburger, and I'm thinking about making throwing some hamburgers on the grill, or either making some meatballs in the air fryer, or why don't we stuff some green peppers? I have plenty of green peppers in the fridge right now. You know, and I got plenty of hamburger. Why not stuff some green peppers? Now, you know, with the low carb thing and the keto thing and the diabetes thing, you really can't eat any rice, right? And I don't want to go and get cauliflower rice because I hate cauliflower rice. It's just, you know, me and cauliflower rice don't get along. I understand how you have to cook it. I understand the longer you cook it, the better it tastes. You know, the longer you cook it, the drier you get it, the better it tastes. I understand that. Also, just like a radish, the longer you cook them, the better they taste. The more they kind of taste like potatoes. And yeah. But, instead of using the rice or the cauliflower rice, why not we chop up some tomatoes? That's an idea. Oh, no, I got it. We are going to make some stuffed bell peppers with taco seasoning. We're going to cook up our hamburger like we're going to make tacos. We're going to put the seasoning in. And use some cheese and tomatoes along with it. And stuff. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. That sounds pretty good. Or let's go pizza. Yeah, we could throw some pizza sauce in there. Some marinara sauce with some ground beef with some pepperoni and cheese. I would throw some coconut flour in there just for some texture, a little extra added texture, you know. That sounds pretty good, man. But yeah, I think I will. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow. Well, later today is, you know, hook up some stuffed bell peppers. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, man. Plus, I got 4 pounds of hamburger of ground beef I really need to go ahead and cook. I should go ahead and meal prep. I think I would do that tomorrow for the week. That's what I'm going to do. Go ahead and meal prep because I can make some stuffed bell peppers one night. I can have some chili and spaghetti. And I know you're saying, well, you know, beans are high in carbs, which is true, but I can make chili with no beans, which I do anyway, you know, make some chili with no beans. And yeah, make some chili with no beans with some coconut bread. That will be good. And I said spaghetti. And you know, I can't, you know, you guys are probably saying, well, noodles are, you know, high in carbs. True indeed. True indeed. But, I would go get some, spaghetti squash, but here's the thing. One of my meals out of the week will be sort of high carbs, just one. And that will probably be the spaghetti because I will still go get some, vegetable noodles. They still will be kind of high in carbs, but they will be better than, you know, or I can make my own noodles out of almond flour, which I'm thinking about doing. But then again, that's too much work, man. You know what? It's summertime. In the summertime, do you like to cook? I don't like to cook during the summer. I really don't. And that has, and if I cook, I cook on the grill. You know? Oh. Yeah, speaking of which, make some hamburgers. Make my delicious hamburgers. And also bake some onions. Oh, that would be so good. Yeah, yeah, that would be good. Oh man. My week of meal planning is sounding really good. Yeah. I don't know, man. I gotta fire up that grill, man. I haven't fired up the grill this year. Well, I did earlier, but it, you know, it wasn't grilling season. But I haven't fired up the grill really this year, man. And it's grilling season. So tell me some of your secrets when you're grilling. I'm going to tell you a couple of mine, okay? You know, living down here in the South, we have a lot of pecan trees, as some of you to-do people like to say. But we got pecan trees. We got hickory trees. We have oak trees. Now, what I like to do is, especially after a big rainstorm,
I like to go around and get pieces of limbs that have fallen. I would take and cut them up and let them dry out sometimes, but I'll, you know, but cut them up, put them in a little pile, and have the chips ready for when I grill. There is nothing like pecan or pecan wood smoked meat. It's delicious. Let me tell you, the pecan brings out this woody, this really sweet, kind of not real sweet, but it's kind of a mild sweet, you know, flavor. Hickory brings out a bitter flavor. Oak kind of brings out a bitter flavor. And if you can, apple, orange, lemon, grapefruit trees, they are good. Now, apple is good with pork. Oh my goodness. Applewood is great for pork. But lemon, lime, orange, grapefruit are good with your fish, your seafood. Delicious. And is also good with beef. I know some of you guys are probably vegetarians. And all I gotta say is, I ain't sorry. But yeah, man, grilling season. I really didn't do it last year, you know, but man, I miss grilling. Grilling season starts Memorial Day and ends usually around Halloween. It all depends on the weather. But for me, grilling is basically almost all year round, because I get out there and grill on Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Day if it's not too rainy. I just love to grill. I love fire, y'all. Y'all know that. I'm a fire bug. I just love to light the fire. It's something about the flames. Watching the flames dance. And feeling the energy, the heat. I love fire. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, what are some of you guys' secrets? You know? One secret that I'm not gonna tell you guys that one. No, I can't tell you guys that one. That's a family secret. That one there is going, well, I'll tell y'all this one. To help lock in, especially on like your ribs, to help lock in that flavor and moisture. I have an old salt and pepper shaker. And in the salt, it's an old salt shaker. And what's in that salt shaker is vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and water. Yeah, and I sprinkle a little on as I'm cooking the meat, especially the ribs as I'm cooking them and I'm flipping them. Man, y'all just don't know, man. Y'all just don't know, man. Oh, I give y'all that secret, but there's several other secrets that I won't tell you that it is like, yeah, it's on y'all. It is on y'all. I should open up me a barbecue restaurant, but man, everybody and their grandma got a barbecue restaurant up around this joint, and everybody and their grandma got a seafood restaurant up around this joint, man. And plus, think about it, all this stuff, man, people do, you know, at home, you know. And it's funny because, like, Shane's Barbecue and, it's out of towners who were visiting, who always go into these places and buying, you know, or people who can't grill. But yeah, Sonny's, Shane's, Willie Jules, several other barbecue restaurants around here. People from out of town visit, and from the out of towners go to these places because, you know. But I mean, when I was out riding my bike today, man, every block had, you know, every end of the block had somebody grilling, and you know, and it all smelled great, smelled good. So, you know. But yeah, that's just like, it was funny. We had got a, you know, chain restaurant, Red Lobster. Red Lobster closed down like within a year after it got here, which was dumb on, I don't know who thought it would be a good idea to open a Red Lobster in a seaport town. I mean, that was just ludicrous, man, because like I said, everybody and their grandma got a seafood restaurant, or we cook seafood at home, you know, because, you know, we're surrounded by water. Basically, we go out there and fish and get our own stuff. And lobsters wasn't, please, we have prawns the size of lobsters, you know, why would, and that was their main thing basically was lobster. That was the only thing they could get that we couldn't get. But we got crab. We got blue king crab. You know, we got crab. So, you know, we get fresh seafood. We're not getting seafood that is caught somewhere else and then shipped down here in ice trucks and all that. We right over there on the beach fishing, and right over there off the pier fishing, you know, right over there in the river fishing, you know. Catching our own shrimp, catching our own crabs, catching our own fish. Why do we need a Red Lobster? That blew my mind. Didn't understand it. But yeah. Got a Red Lobster and it closed within a year or two since its opening. Didn't make sense to me. Okay, so, anyway, back to the subject I was talking about, which was everything but the bagel. I don't know how I got, how I jumped on the barbecue thing and then the, seafood thing. But anyway, everything but the bagel. Ever since I started keto and started eating low carb, I've been hearing people talk about everything but the bagel. Everything but the bagel seasoning. And I looked everywhere and I couldn't find it. Looked everywhere, couldn't find it. So one day I was in, of all places, no anyway, I was at Walmart and I came across Miss Dash everything but the salt. And I was like, it kind of looks like everything but the bagel. You know, it looks like that, but it's everything but the salt. So I got it, brought it home, tried it. I tried it in some eggs. It was delicious. I was like, oh, man, that's good. And so recently I was in Big Lots. And, you know, I go in Big Lots, hunt for stuff for drink reviews and just hunt for stuff for reviews, you know. And I came across everything but the bagel seasoning. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, hold up. They got everything but the bagel seasoning? I was like, man, I gotta try that. I gotta try it. I can't go with the imitation anymore. But then again, it's not imitation, it's just different. So I got it, brought it home, tried it, and I tried it in some eggs. And it was more delicious than everything but the salt. I love this. 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 So now, some of those recipes that I see where people use everything but the bagel seasoning. Yeah. Yeah. Your boy gonna try it. See, the Miss Dash, I love it. I love it. But It, to me, it's a little heavy on the garlic. Just a little too heavy on the garlic. But I love it. It's still good. I love it. And, but yeah. Here we go, y'all. We gonna try these recipes out. Like, ooh. The other day, I was watching a video. And the young lady made a sandwich using bell pepper for the bread. I'm like, here's the thing. Me and green bell pepper, green bell pepper to me is really strong. It has a really point. Here we go again, trying to say that word. Point. You know what I'm trying to say. It's very distinctive flavor. Very heavy, distinctive flavor. You know. I know you laughing at me. Stop laughing at me, man. I can't help on country and can't say them words, man. Yeah, y'all know. But anyway, so yeah. So anyway, and she used, but bell pepper used, the green bell pepper has that very point. Never mind. I ain't gonna try it. I ain't gonna try it again. But it has that very distinctive, strong taste, flavor, you know? And that be bugging me out. I'm like, how people eat that? It's like, whatever else you eat, doesn't it overpower whatever else you're eating? And I seen, you know, and they took some cream cheese and put in that mug, and then they took it and everything but the bagel seasoning, and they put some bacon up it. I'm like, y'all, you know, y'all tripping. Some of them joints, man, I ain't gonna be trying. I ain't gonna be trying. Oh man, I just turned on the television, went to YouTube. I follow this channel called Serious Keto, and he has keto bacon jam. Keto bacon jam. It's probably a recipe. It is a recipe. Oh, man. I might have to look at it and see what I could, you know. I might have to look at it and see if you know if I can duplicate it, you know. But anyway, y'all, still haven't tried the blueberry wine yet. Nope, I haven't. Still sitting in the refrigerator. It's been sitting in the refrigerator going on what? 3rd Christmas. Yeah, going on his 3rd Christmas. Wow. But yeah, man, I got to try. There are some new drinks that I wanted to try, but you know, haven't really been in the mood, you know. But I'm seeing them, and I'm gonna get to them, and I'm gonna try them. And when I do, I'm gonna let you guys know about it. All right, so stay tuned for that, man. And hey, I just gotta say, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate you. I really do. And I want to thank you for stopping by and listening to the podcast. Okay. You know, hopefully I'm still kind of working on it, trying to get some guests and stuff. And hopefully, you know, one day I'm going to have some guests, and we're going to, you know, chop it up and just chill. All right. So, yeah, thank y'all for listening to me and being a supporter. And I appreciate it, y'all. Y'all just keep on keeping on. Until next time, peace. I'm out.